Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with a great story from Gabriel Nightshadow entitled The Arena. Background music, Vera Coker's Demise by Elliot Corley at www.opengameart.org. Gabriel Nightshadow stood anxiously in the arena holding area of the Bear Tavern Brawl in Owl's Head. Participating in this tournament had originally seemed like a good idea, but now that he got his first glimpse of his opponent, Gabriel was plagued with doubt. A fierce-looking but beautiful red-headed warrior, clad in augmented plate, Casca de Fumarate seemed mesmerised as she peered through the gate at the match currently in progress. Suddenly she turned, smiled at Gabriel, and made a throat-cutting gesture. Gabriel gulped. "You two are next," shouted the Battlemaster, pointing to Gabriel and Casca. "Follow me." The crowds roared as they entered and took their positions by the stone pillars. Gabriel looked up into the stands and was heartened to see two of his good friends, Asclepius and a fellow outlander who called himself Time Lord, cheering him on. Gabriel had enjoyed great success with using fire, lightning, and blade attacks against the elves roaming the forests near Kingsport and the vicious kobolds which had been launching attacks on Lord Ferrig's battle camp, but a human foe was something quite different. "Combatants ready?" asked the Battlemaster. Both Gabriel and Casca nodded to the Battlemaster. "Fight!" yelled the Battlemaster. Gabriel quickly drew his great sword and ran towards his opponent while attempting to cast Fire Arrow. The spell failed as she ran out of range. Casca cast Deathbolt. Gabriel tried to dive out of the way, but wasn't fast enough. Gabriel felt a bit better after casting Healing Ray. He cast Fireball, but Casca managed to avoid the brunt of the attack and was only slightly singed. Gabriel finally managed to stun her temporarily with lightning, but as he ran towards her, Casca drained his health with a Death Touch spell. She used Inner Strength to unleash a barrage of attacks with her Vanduul polearm. Gabriel tried to counter with Double Slash and Rend attacks, but soon felt Death's cold embrace. After Gabriel regained consciousness, he congratulated his foe.
"You did pretty well out there for an amateur, Gabriel," said Casca. "With a bit more training, you could do well in the arena."
"Thank you for your words of encouragement, Casca. I will do as you suggest," replied Gabriel. "I hope to test my combat skills against yours again next month." Casca bowed and said,
"As do I."
After Gabriel left the arena, he paused for a moment to look up into the dark night sky at the shattered moon Daedalus. "I think I've learned all that I can from the combatants here in Owl's Head," he thought to himself. "Best to seek further training elsewhere," Gabriel mused, as he stepped through the lunar rift. Echoes,
Echoes,
Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, Asclepius@thecaverns.net, or Style@thecaverns.net.